1. Delighted now to be joined by New York senior football captain Jamie Boyle. A massive game for New York this weekend against Sligo in the Connacht quarterfinal. The game is actually going to be broadcast live on GAA Go for people in Ireland, which will be fantastic to see. But Jamie, I suppose this is New York's big game every year. How are you feeling going into this one?
Well, first off, Paul, thanks for having me on. we feel good. We feel very confident. We started training back in December, started up in the trainings the 3-4 times a week once January hit. And I mean, we're in tip top shape right now. Everyone feels confident, you know.
What's the week of the game now like for you? Like, is there many events for you before the game, or do you just solely focus now on training away? And
yeah, we kind of get the schedule a week or two at a time, but all I know is we got training tonight, Thursday night, Saturday we're supposed to do a little kick around, and then I'm sure from now to Saturday they'll give us a little itinerary for Sunday. I'm sure there's something going on as far as whatever, meeting somewhere before, getting buses over to the stadium. But to be honest with you, I couldn't tell you what the game plan is.
Would most of the players now, would you be all close enough based around the Bronx, or is there players coming from a good bit of a distance?
Majority, or I would say over 50%, are probably from just the area, like Woodlawn and Yonkers in the Bronx. We got a handful of kids coming from Queens. A lot of them carpool together to practice. All the practices we have are in Gaelic Park in the Bronx. A couple kids from Brooklyn. I think we got two or three from like Hoboken area in New Jersey. So, those would be a good 45 minutes to an hour. And then Colin Keane's actually traveling from San Francisco.
Okay.
He's making a huge commitment.
And you say there you started off in December. But I get it's a bit of a challenge for you because you obviously get a lot of snow around the Christmas and everything.
Yeah, we were, to be honest, we were fairly lucky with the way the training days landed, where, we didn't get killed with snow. We didn't get killed with, like, you'd be looking every day at the weather forecast. And it seemed each week that, we'd miss the extremely cold days of the snow. But I mean, there was definitely days we were shoveling snow off the field. Some of the first few trainings and scrimmages, county scrimmages we had were, 10 degrees Fahrenheit over here. I'm not sure how that translates to Celsius, but it was cold. December, January was pretty rough. And then, the tough part is when you get to February and March, you'd get like a 50 degree, 60 degree day. And then the next day you're coming back and it's 15, 20 degrees. So we're seeing that even now. It snowed Saturday night, like upstate. And then, the next day it's 60, 70 degrees. So it's fluctuating, it's raining one day, beautiful skies the next, but yeah, you just kind of roll with it, and you kind of brace yourself by looking at the weather forecast, but it really hasn't been that bad. We're used to it being here in New York, the crazy weather, the snow. So it hasn't really been a big deal.
And training wise, then you train in the Bronx, is it? Or?
Yeah. So at Gaelic Park, which will be the stadium we play at. We get usually an hour and a half to 2 hours, three nights a week there.
With New York as well, like, we're seeing more and more, I suppose, American-born players line out with New York. Like, as captain, that must, I suppose, give you huge pride, because I suppose there is that sense of pride with your own kind of homegrown players breaking onto the team.
Yeah, absolutely. to be honest, I was away from the Gaelic scene for quite a while, a good, like, probably 8 years or so. So I really wasn't, involved with seeing, I guess, the product that New York had put out for a lot of years. But from what I hear, it was a lot of guys coming out from Ireland that would, you know, they'd come out a week or two before the game, tog out and take, you know, an American's spot who's been here for 4 months. So it's awesome to see that, you know, the way management handled it this year was, you know, they had a huge tryout. They kept on, you know, 40 guys for basically the entire length of the camp. But yeah, being, you know, majority American players. Yeah, it is very prideful. I mean, you know, it's not like I like the Americans better than the Irish, but, you know, if anybody was here from the beginning and made it to the end, you know, you'd be happy playing next to anybody. But yeah, I guess it being New York, the amount of homegrown talent, is awesome to see, you know, even like in my own club at Barnabas, we have a stable of guys who are 20, 21 years old that are coming up, and they're just, you know, that to me is like the future of New York, that kind of age group. You know, the talent across the clubs at that age is extremely, extremely talented. So yeah, it's nice what we're building here, you know.
As well, like, which was really noticeable in the media this year back in Ireland, Graham Geraghty, who would have been a former Meath player. I think he got involved there with one of the New York colleges teams.
Yes, yeah, he was. My little brother played on the college team this year, and he said he was there for a lot of the trainings, you know, working with the guys and giving, you know, his insight. And I think he met up with them too when they went back over to Dublin to play in the game. I think he met up with them, which was, you know, when you get somebody with that kind of experience and pedigree, it's awesome to be around. But yeah, he was very involved with the college team this year, which was awesome.
From your own perspective, like as a team, you got a challenge there in against Sawtelle Knocknacara in a memorial competition, Sean Armstrong's father. But is that the biggest challenge for you, like just challenge matches like before the Sligo game?
As far as getting them in, it's challenging, yeah, to get the challenge matches. I mean, every Sunday we do a challenge within the squad, which, you know, they try to break it up evenly and do some, you know, matchups. But it was nice after 2-3 months of scrimmaging each other every week and seeing the same guy, because, you know, you know people's tendencies. So not that it gets easier, but, you know, this guy's a left foot, you know, and I know certain things. So when Sawtelle came out, it was nice. It was like a breath of fresh air that, you know, you didn't know how to guard some of the guys and you didn't know how, you know, how tight someone might stick on you. So that was nice. But yeah, that was the only challenge match we got that wasn't, you know, within our own squad. So that has been challenging. Yeah.
So you wouldn't play any clubs, Rant, and it'd just be between yourselves?
They had one of the Sundays, you know, just to mix it up, they had, like, right before the college team went out, we played with the college guys, and then a couple other guys, you know, who are kind of around the area showed up to play against us. We have a junior team for New York that I think they're going over, and I'm probably going to be a part of that, but I think it's in July. So one of the Sundays they showed up to play against. A lot of familiar faces, though, you know, it's guys we play against, you know, over the summer. So as far as like Sawtelle was the only time where we got to play against guys who, you know, nobody knew how they were and, you know, who was the danger man. So
do you think that game stood deep?
Sorry, what'd you say?
Just that game against Sawtelle, do you think it stood deep as a panel?
Yeah, I mean, there was some good things and bad things to take away from it. Mm. I guess, you know, we even said after the game not to harp on, you know, we obviously lost. We didn't want to harp on, you know, all the negatives that, you know, we took away from it. But we were honestly very early on into implementing some of our strategy and game plan, too, not to, like, make excuses. But we're still working on a lot of things. And, you know, you got to go through trial and error with that as far as, you know, kickouts and pressure and just zone schemes on defense. So I think it was good. We took a lot from it. You know, we got some film of it, so we were able to, like, break that down. But, yeah, I think all in all, it was positive, you know. We're more concerned about, you know, making sure, A, you know, we were up to the challenge and, you know, everyone was ready on the day. But probably more so just working what we've been working on in training and, you know, get it into the game. So we took, you know, more positive than negative.
And like you mentioned there about video analysis and everything, but do you, as a team, like, have you watched footage on Sligo?
We haven't like got in a training room all together and like, you know, had a laser pointer up on the screen and said, you know, this is that, but it, we've been given, everybody's been shared links of all their games. You know, we kind of get a narrative of what to look at, and you know, it's, everyone here is an adult. So, you know, you take it upon yourself to put in the work, you know, and if you don't watch it, you don't watch it. But I think everybody here is committed, and, you know, we've gotten some good things out of the film.
This weekend, as we mentioned, Sunday evening, or Sunday during the day, sorry, in New York, and then evening, obviously, Irish time. But do you believe that you can overturn Sligo this weekend?
Yeah. I think everybody on the 40-man roster we have, management, everybody thinks, you know, there's a belief that you can win. I, you can't go out there, you know, with any doubt, or, you know, anybody within the panel that you know, thinks we're not going to win. So everybody's confident in our abilities. We, you know, we're going into this game with the thought that, you know, we're coming out winners.
Where do you grow that belief from? Like, because as you obviously want, as you said there, it's such a good point that you need to believe to go out here. But like, you see Sligo have 7 league games, you don't get to leave. But like, where's this belief coming from for you?
I think the belief starts with, you know, the work we've put in. You know, it has to start there. There's also, you know, we have this mindset of, you know, we're out there to, you know, kind of be the underdogs and, you know, make the upset. And, you know, the pressure is on Sligo. They're coming out here, you know, they don't have it easy. They got to fly out here. They're not staying in their own beds. You know, we've been training at Gaelic Park for the last 4 months. We're familiar with it. You know, there's some things in our favor, and, you know, but yeah, the belief comes from the hard work that we've put in. You know, the belief in management and that, you know, what they've basically instilled in us in the last 4 months, that it's going to hold true and everyone's going to follow it. And there's a good buzz around the whole camp that we have. So that's it, just the hard work.
And as you've mentioned, like, obviously yourself, one of the American players, but like, you have some great talent in this team this year. Like Johnny Glynn was your coach. Now he's back playing, and what a man to have in the middle of the pair.
Yeah.
Adrian Varley as well, like, huge experience with Galway as well.
Yeah, unreal. You lean on those guys, you know. Like, I was selected captain this year, but there's 7 or 8 guys that, you know, are, you know, just the leaders of the team. And, you know, the two guys you just mentioned, Johnny Glynn and Adrian Varley, in between training sessions, you know, in between the whistle, those are the guys that are, you know, bringing us all together, giving us a word. I mean, you know, Johnny Glynn won an All-Ireland over there. So when he speaks, everybody listens. And he is probably, you know, bar a few guys, the toughest guy in the park. So again, when they talk, you listen. And Varley, you just see with his ability, you know, he's just, he'd be, you know, different from anybody else probably that we have out here ability wise. So again, when they talk, you listen.
And Johnny Glynn went from being your coach to now playing. Like, what kind of a character is he like? Because to go from being involved in a setup, probably himself not originally planning on playing, and now he's thrown his lot in.
So, as far as the senior team, I don't know how involved he was with management. Mm-hmm. If he was at the beginning, I didn't know it. I know he's going to be the manager for the junior team. So I've seen him, you know, we have some chats and stuff organized there. But as far as the senior team, he made it clear from the get-go. He removed himself from all the manager chats. He's with the guys, you know, before training when management's all together and we're warming up. I know him as, you know, he's Johnny, my teammate, when we show up to New York senior training. So if he was part of management, I didn't know it, but yeah.
You mentioned earlier that you were away from football, but like, you're obviously still keeping an eye on this, like New York for a while, but like the close calls against Leitrim, against Sligo, against Roscommon.
Yeah.
Like, that's where a bit of belief must be coming for this weekend when you see how close you've been.
Yeah. Like, anything can happen on the day. So, and yeah, you're right. That's absolutely feeding into the belief too, that teams have come out here before. We've played them well. It's come down to, you know, probably the last few minutes. I think the Leitrim game, they scored in the final minute. You know, it's just unbelievable. But anything can happen. You know, there's got to be something there with, you know, New York. That's our grounds. You know what I mean? You're traveling to come over here. You're, you know, your head's probably spinning a little bit when you land here in New York City. So, yeah. Now, you know, I was away from the Gaelic scene, but you obviously hear about, you know, all the Leitrim game and, like you said, the Roscommon game. So that absolutely feeds into the belief. You're right.
There's been a few, I suppose, different managers in the past three. Justin O'Halloran's been there for a while. Jerry Fox been there. But now it's Irma, native Johnny McGeaney. What does he bring to the table for you?
So Johnny is my club manager at Barnabas. So okay. Very familiar with his tactics and his strategies and the extremely tough practices that he puts together. The training sessions probably stand out from anything else. Just the, you know, you go into, we did a running block the whole way through the 4 months. So each session we basically warm up and then start with, you know, whatever it was, 10, 10 by three, you know, 100 meter sprints with, you know, 10 seconds in between. And, you know, we finish that, everyone's on the floor. And you got 30 seconds before you go into like a pressure cooker drill and, you know, tongues are on the floor and, you know, you're getting screamed at that you're not giving effort. So that was from the first training on. So that set the tone. Some of us Barnabas guys were ready for that. I think some of the other guys, you know, the first few sessions in were like, all right, when are the balls coming out? When are we going to start shooting? But it's good.
Do you use no footballs for the first few sessions?
No, we did. But okay. we weren't just, you know, having fun and taking shots and stuff. If you wanted to get shots in, you'd show up to the park early and get on the field. But we need to be that. You know, we need to be more fit than Sligo on the day. You know, we need to have that, you know, we kind of joke about it because we've been using the word so often during camp, but that doggedness, you know, that's going to be obviously one of the keys to us winning, just us being in shape, us being relentless. And the training sessions that are set up like that, where you cannot wait to scrimmage just because the change of pace from, you know, the trainings, that's hopefully going to lead us to victory.
And you mentioned that word victory and a one game chance, like, you must be buzzing in the inside when you just think of that.
Yeah, it's I forget the year, but I think they said we haven't won since the 60s. Like 1960 something was the last time New York won. So, you know, not to get ahead of yourself, but when you think about what it would mean to win, unreal, you know. There probably would be no words. You can't imagine the people that have been out here for the last 40, 50 years, been coming to the games to, you know, what it would mean for them to see us win. So again, not to get ahead of yourself and start thinking about victory parades or anything, but yeah, it would obviously be, you know, monumental.
Like, when you look at it and there's teams expecting you to obviously get beaten this weekend, can you use that as motivation?
Yeah. I would say, you know, there's probably a lot of people here in New York that I would say majority of people probably don't think we have a chance. So Johnny and the rest of the staff early on, and then, you know, the leadership within the team, we made it very clear that, you know, it's basically us 50 people that are inside the park, you know, four times a week. It's our own little bubble. We don't care about what anybody else says outside. Yeah, there's been a lot of people throughout training that, you know, guys showing up to the session that night, and, you know, there's just stories. Oh, this guy, you know, said this, that he said that. So I guess long story short, we're in our own little bubble. We have the belief. We don't really care what anybody else says. Nobody who's saying any of that is down there training with us. You know, they haven't done the CrossFit sessions on, you know, Sunday morning after a Saturday scrimmage. So, we'll keep to ourselves, and then we'll let our play do the talking.
And would you, you mentioned CrossFit sessions. You done that collectively every Sunday, is it?
Not every Sunday. We've done it. We had a few planned sessions. We started doing it with the club team in the off season, you know, cause you can't get the fields. There's snow on the ground. So that was a way for like our club with St. Barnabas to kind of stay in shape, to kind of stay together. And then Johnny's implemented it into the New York team. Days that we had, you know, a foot of snow at the park, we would shift over to the CrossFit, get everybody over there and get a session in. And then Johnny and Johnny McGeaney and Johnny Glenn actually own a recovery center that's right upstairs from the CrossFit center. So honestly, implementing that into the whole camp has been huge too. You know, you have CrossFit there, you go upstairs, they have cold tubs, hot tubs. You know, it's been nice. It feels professional, you know? So yeah, we haven't done it every week, but when the weather didn't, you know, allow us to play, we shifted over there. It's pretty seamless, and it's been good. You know, the CrossFit sessions, you're praying for a scrimmage instead of a training session or CrossFit, because guys are, you know, laying on the floor when they're done.
What does it mean to be captain of this team for you?
Yeah, I mean, it means a lot. I told you before, there's a number of guys who definitely could have been selected over me, you know, who would be more the vocal, you know, type A type of leaders. I try to just show up to training every drill, you know, 100%. I try to take on the best man in each, you know, session that we do. So I'm honored, especially with this group of guys. You know, it's awesome, especially, you know, when you talk about the experience some of the other guys have, and then getting back to what you said just about, you know, the Americans being on the New York team. You know, I feel like I'm representing a lot of, you know, those guys, and the younger guys can see it too. You know what I mean? And someday, you know, that crop of the 21 year olds, you know, there should be, I would say, a few captains out of that group. So yeah, it's a huge honor.
That helps as well, though, like, as you mentioned, Dave, for Americans that want to come through, and they even supporters, young kids going to this game, and they see American captain of this team.
Yeah. Yeah. Getting back to the point of in the past, they'd bring guys out, you know, a week or two before. And then, you know, it's different when I think as a fan, you show up, you know, in the spring and summer watching New York football, you know, as in the club. And, you know, you get familiar with seeing some of the kids out there, and then you show up to the New York game and it's, oh, you know, there's, you know, Mikey Brosnan, you know, there's you know, you have some familiarity with it. So I think that definitely helps, especially with the younger kids. You know, they see that, you know, that can and will be me someday. You know, I can play for New York. It's not, oh, when we get up there, you know, they're going to bring these guys out and I don't have a shot. And, you know, look at that real, you know, just negative attitude. So it's huge.
It's Gaelic Park on Sunday, the venue for this clash, but like, this is going to really be a special occasion, like it is every year for New York GA as a whole.
Yeah, it's a day, you know. It falls on Easter Sunday this year.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's going to deter anybody from showing up on the day, but, you know, seeing pictures from the Leitrim game, you know, watching that film, it's standing room only. There are a few, you know, people deep along the fences, along the park. You know, they have the DJs come in before and after the game. You know, it's a full day. I think the junior team actually has a scrimmage on like 2 or 3 hours before our game. So yeah, it's a huge deal to everybody around here. I work in construction here in the city, and a lot of the job sites are filled with, you know, Irish guys, and I have, you know, I can't tell you how many guys have come up to me and just, they're so excited to, you know, for the day. This is something we haven't had now in I guess 2 years. So
I make everyone, it more special.
Yeah. Everyone's, you know, super excited for it to be back. You know, you look forward to it every year and, you know, everyone's very hopeful and excited.
And this year is kind of an extra bonus as well. I believe you will enter the Talton Cup as the GAA's secondary competition, which is massive and great to see.
Yeah. Yeah, that is that's definitely a bonus. I don't know the particulars. I guess management probably isn't telling us that because no reason to look forward, you know. We got a game in front of us, but yeah, the opportunity to go back to Ireland and play, you know, win or lose is very, very special. And yeah, it being the first year they're doing it, it's awesome.
And what's the forecast like this weekend for New York?
It's changing every day. Like I'm looking at it, but I think we got mid-50s Fahrenheit. The rain's supposed to hold off. So, you know, it'd be nice. It'll probably be windy, a little overcast. Every day the weather is different here. You know, it was like, it's supposed to be, it's in the 40s right now. By 3-4 o'clock today, it's supposed to hit 70 and sunny. So, you know, you really, this time of the year in April and the spring, you can't predict it. But as of right now, it's supposed to have decent weather and it's going to be in the 50s. So, you know, hopefully that sticks.
And like you mentioned at the start that there's one or two more training sessions. I presume it's just light enough and getting the basics right for the weekend.
I would imagine, but I don't know. You know, we may show up tonight and, you know, it's a normal session, but I don't even know that Saturday is a kick around. I was guessing at that, but you never know. And I think that's good. You show up ready for, you know, you're ready for a war each time you show up to training. So we don't know what it's going to be like. We only know you got to be at the park for 7 o'clock tonight and we'll figure it out when we get there. It's a good mindset to be in.
And Jamie, thanks a million for your time and the very best of luck to you on Sunday.
Appreciate it, Paul. Thank you.